This is an American family. There are Mr. Otis, the father, Mrs. Otis, the mother, their son Washington, their daughter Virginia, and their two terrible twins. They are in England to buy an old castle. Lord Canderville, the owner, tells the Otis family that there is a ghost in the castle. But they are not afraid of him. "Who is the ghost?" they ask. "He's one of my ancestors," answers Lord Canterville. "He murdered his wife in 1575, and his spirit can't find peace." Then the Lord adds, "The ghost lives in a secret room in the castle. At night, he walks around the house, making terrible noises and scaring everyone."
"We are American. We don't believe in ghosts," says Mr. Otis.
So they buy the castle and start their new life there. One evening, they see a stain of blood on the sitting room carpet.
"No problem," says Washington. "My super stain remover will clean it."
The stain goes away, but the next morning, it is still there, as red as ever. Washington tries again. The stain is removed, but in the morning, it is there again. Every night, Washington removes the stain, but the ghost makes it again while the Otis family is sleeping. The ghost wants to scare the family and thinks how to do it. One night, he decides to put heavy chains on his wrists and ankles and to walk around the house, making the most terrible noises. "They will be scared to death, and they will leave the house to me," he thinks. He goes around the house, rattling the chains. When he arrives in front of Mr. Otis's bedroom, he shakes the chains, wailing and moaning. The door opens, and Mr. Otis comes out holding a little bottle.
"Please, take it and oil your chains. They make such an awful noise that I can't sleep. Good night."
Then he closes the door. The ghost is so shocked that he goes back to his room and stays there for some days. He feels disappointed and unhappy. Why are these people so difficult to scare? The Otis family isn't afraid of the ghost, but he is afraid of them, especially of the twins, who are two terrible boys. They enjoy playing tricks on the poor ghost and shooting him with their pea shooters. They also put thin strings through the corridors, and the ghost trips over them and falls. He's really tired of them and decides to put on a suit of armor and go up and down the stairs, howling in the most frightening way. So when everybody is asleep, he leaves his room and goes downstairs. In the hall, there's a heavy suit of armor, and he tries to put it on, but he drops it with a terrible crash. Mr. Otis and his family immediately come to see what is happening. They are very angry.
"We want to sleep at night, so stop making all this noise," they say.
The twins have got their pea shooters and are aiming at him. Only Virginia seems to feel pity for the poor ghost. "Leave him alone," she says to the twins. But the two terrible little boys don't listen to her. While the ghost is still on the floor and trying to get free from the heavy suit of armor, they hit him and laugh at him. At last, the ghost can leave the hall and go back to his room, walking through the walls. He's tired, and his body hurts. He goes to bed, but he can't sleep. The ghost thinks of his revenge. "I will make them repent of their actions. I will teach them a lesson," he says. But he doesn't want to frighten Virginia. "She has never done me any harm," he says. "I will be good to her, but I will be terrible with her family. I will frighten them with my terrible laugh. I know it is so horrible that everyone is scared to death by it," he decides. So the following night, he comes out of his room laughing in a terrifying way. Nobody seems to take any notice of him. Mr. Otis is snoring. The twins are laughing in their room, and no sound comes from the other rooms. At last, a door opens, and Mrs. Otis come out holding a bottle. "You have got a terrible cough, my dear," she says to the ghost. "Take this syrup and go to bed. Tomorrow you will feel much better." Now the ghost is really angry. "These stupid Americans are driving me crazy, but I will not surrender so easily," he cries. He looks into his wardrobe in search for frightening disguise. Finally, he decides to wear a dirty sheet and an old hat. Then he goes to the twins' room and opens the door. A bucket of cold water crashes down on his head. The poor ghost, soaked to the skin, goes back to his room. For a few days, he stays in bed, sneezing and coughing. Luckily, he has got Mrs. Otis's syrup. When he recovers, he decides to disguise as the headless lord. He puts on an old dress and goes downstairs, holding his head under his arm. "The twins will be scared to death," he thinks. He goes to the twins' bedroom and throws the door open. But in the room, there's a horrible monster, and he's looking at him. The monster has a round face and red, burning eyes. With a scream, the ghost runs out of the room. On the stairs, he stumbles and falls many times, so when he reaches his room, he is covered with bruises. In their bedroom, the twins are laughing. The horrible monster is only an empty pumpkin with two candles inside. Virginia scolds the twins. "You are very cruel to the poor ghost," she says. "I think he's very unhappy." One day, Virginia decides to look for the ghost. She goes to the top floor of the house and calls, "Mr. Ghost, where are you? Can I speak to you?" "I'm here. Please come," says the ghost's voice. He is in a little dusty room at the end of the corridor. Virginia goes in and sees the ghost. He is crying. "Don't cry, Mr. Ghost," says Virginia. "I will help you if I can. I was a wicked man, and I can't have peace. I would like to die and rest forever in the little cemetery behind the castle," says the ghost. And then he adds, "A prophecy says that God will forgive me if a good person prays for the salvation of my soul." "I will pray for you," says Virginia. While she's praying, the ghost feels a great peace in his heart. He closes his eyes and dies. "Now he can rest in peace," says Virginia. Then she goes downstairs to call her family. They decide to bury the ghost in the little cemetery. A few days later, there's the ceremony. Lord Canterville and the people from the village are there. They bury the ghost under an old almond tree, and it blossoms. The white flowers fall on the grave like snowflakes. "Rest in peace, dear ghost," says Virginia, leaving the cemetery. The twins are very sad. "This place will never be the same without the ghost. Who will we shoot with our pea shooters?"